210. Anyone who's been out of work for a while understands why it's important to be relevant. It's especially important now because researchers are making robots ready and able. But there's still one thing those robots don't quite get right. It's social skills.
Work that requires good people skills still goes to humans. And Victoria Stilwell is a Bloomberg News economics reporter who's been taking a close look at the familiar battle of man versus machine. Victoria, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Robots are being prepared to do a lot of the work we once did. What are they good at?
Well, so robots have been taking over a lot of the so-called routine jobs. So these are jobs that, you know, may require a lot of repetition, putting things on assembly lines. So it's sort of these. A lot of them, unfortunately, have been middle-class jobs, jobs that provided a good wage to middle-class incomes, and a lot of those have been eroded over the past few years and decades.
Well, I suppose the good news for us humans is that teaching robots people skills is definitely a work in progress. So what kinds of jobs still need people?
Right. So the good news is it's both these high math, high social skill jobs, so occupations that require you to be analytical, as well as, you know, teamwork, communication, trying to read people. Those are jobs like registered nurses, physicians, designers, financial managers. And also low math, high social skill work has also been growing. So you don't have to be like a math genius either to find these jobs at work. So these are skills like occupations like lawyers, police, and detectives. These are the kind of jobs where, you know, you may not be using math, heavy, intense math day in and day out, but you still really, really rely on good communication skills.
One person you spoke with had an interesting observation. It was that as we create capable robots, we also start dreaming up new work they can't do. So could you elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, that was David Otter, who's an economics professor over at MIT. And, you know, we were talking, I was like, you know, what's going to happen? Eventually, we're going to have robots to do everything. And he had a good point. He noted that humans have been putting themselves out of work for years. We've automated agriculture. We've automated dishwashing. You know, a lot of these jobs that are a little more labor intensive, or, you know, there's a certain amount of drudgery involved in them. We've automated those away, but we keep finding new things for ourselves to do. And as long as humans are able to tap that creativity, there's still a decent amount of work for us to be done.
Go humans.
Yeah.
Thank you, Victoria. Appreciate it. Victoria Stilwell is a Bloomberg News economics reporter.